Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard. It is a football Friday and a weekend edition of Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the globe. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We are Simple Radio. Tune in Pro, iHeart Radio, Spotify with a podcast in Sports Overnight America. You can Google it up right there with Olbermann and the Ringer and a few others that they put right on the Spotify page. So away we go. You heard Brock with his picks. We're going to do a lot on college football, no question about that. The NFL, of course, but college football week six, we'll get into that. But we get to exhale after some riveting baseball, and none other than Cam Schlitter last night for the Yankees. You got to doff your cap. Listen, longtime Red Sox fan, all the Yankee fans had a little fun with me today, and that's all well and good because you know what? Schlitter looked like Roger Clemens. My Lord, he was outstanding. I mean, 8 innings, he scattered 5 hits, he struck out 12, he had great command, and the Red Sox were completely baffled. Now, I will say this, the Red Sox were their own worst enemies in that game last night, folks. Don't make no mistake about it. The fielding was horrible. Nathaniel Lowe, you got to field that ball, then it's a 2-0 game, everything potentially could very well be different. Look, the Red Sox didn't score, so, I mean, a lot of these points are moot. They are really moot points. So, listen, the Yankees move on. They got their hands full with Toronto. It went down to the final day of the regular season in terms of the division. It'll start north of the border. All 4 series start tomorrow. You're going to get the Tigers and Mariners. You're going to get the Brewers, Cubs, which I have some opinions on that. Yankees, Toronto. And how about the Phillies and the Dodgers in a bi-coastal divisional series and over in the National League. That final four in the National League is absolutely sharp. Milwaukee, you got Council going back to the Brewers where they obviously can't stand him because, you know, he's a traitor. He takes the Cubs job. And, you know, listen, the Cubs got a huge, huge break. Keller was horrible in the ninth. Kittredge comes in, but Keller hit 2 guys. Before that, he threw ball 4 to Xander Bogaerts, and the home plate umpire, Ripley, I believe, just blew that call. That was ball 4. That could have changed the whole complexion. But you know what? We get to exhale. We get to take a nice little respite before the 4 games get underway on Saturday. We got a lot of football to get to, so we'll keep you entertained and informed right here on Sports Overnight America.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, talking the world of sports here, weekend edition here on Sports Byline broadcast. And I'll just throw out kind of some of the headlines, and then we'll carve these up here in the next hour because there's so much going on, and college football is really good. And I'm going to say it and look like a shill, but Iowa State-Cincinnati at 11 o'clock Central, I'm sorry, that is a huge game. Now, Cincinnati's played nobody. Nebraska, they played down in Kansas City. Bowling, and they lost that game, oh, by the way. Bowling Green, Northwestern State, they had a bye week, and they last week a riveting come-from-behind win on the road at Kansas. So, but listen, they're a slight favorite over Iowa State. And listen, Iowa State is a legitimate playoff team if they can get through this next 4 weeks. They have an absolute grinder of a gauntlet. You ready for this schedule? And I'll include Cincinnati. It's a road game. And Matt Campbell, I mean, he's one of the premier college coaches in the country. He really and truly is. And, you know, they blew out Arizona last week. They came off the bye week. They were shaky back in mid-September. That game at Arkansas State down in Jonesboro, they didn't set the world on fire. South Dakota was no big deal. Kansas State, of course, over in Dublin. But they've got at Cincinnati. Next Saturday, they go to Boulder to take on Dion and the Colorado Buffaloes. BYU on the 25th is homecoming. So they have the 18th off. That is a weird scheduling quirk. It doesn't list it as a bye week, but, you know, obviously the 11th and the 25th is 2 weeks away. So they're off on the 18th. BYU is homecoming at Jack Trice in Ames, Iowa. Arizona State at home. Arizona State with Scatabo and company last year blew them out in Dallas in the Big 12 championship game. They go to TCU November 8th. Another bye week. Kansas at home at Oklahoma State. They, if I had to name one right now that really scares me, is that TCU game down in Fort Worth on November 8th. That's probably where they're going to be ripe to get pickoff. I think they'll handle business in Cincinnati tomorrow, but we shall see. That's a big spot. ESPN2 will have that game. And, you know, if Iowa State, look at, they're in the Big 12. The Big 12, we all know, does not get respected. We get BYU tonight in West Virginia. Utah's off this week. We'll get to TCU and the others in a moment. But the Big 12 is it's a Power Five, but it's an afterthought conference. It just is. I mean, they don't get respected. They know it, and the programs are smart enough. The coaches, the ADs, they have a chip on their shoulder as well as they should. So, look, there's going to be a Big 12 team in the playoff, and I think it right now you'd have to think Iowa State's got the best chance, but they've got a lot of work to do. Excuse me. And the next 4 weeks are going to determine their fate. They cannot afford – I mean, one loss is one thing. They can't afford two. And it drives people nuts when you see Notre Dame 2-2, and they're still ranked, you know, 21st in the country. But they're Notre Dame, and you know, they get a pass there. So that's where we'll go. The other headlines, I guess we could start with the NFL. You just sit here and you look at the 49ers and you say, how are they doing it? And the question now begs, look at Brock Purdy – speaking of Iowa State, listen, this is a great quarterback, okay? He got his big payday. He's got the turf toe. Right now, you'd want to say until he is 100%, and turf toes are, again, along with the high ankle sprains and the groin injuries and the hammies, these are all injuries that are just subject to re-aggravation. And they rushed him back, ended up losing to Jacksonville. And so, you know, they go to Mac Jones, and no one, come on now, did you really see them winning that game last night? No, of course you didn't, because the Rams had opportunities, missed field goals, missed on a 4th-and-1, Kyren Williams stuffed, not opting to kick the field goal. I mean, the Rams could have, they had at least 3 opportunities to win that football game and didn't. And guess what? The 49ers defense, no Bosa, no Kittle, no Jennings, no Brock Purdy. And yet they win. And it goes to show you a lot of times when a key player or four go down, guys step up because they get newfound playing time and rise to the occasion. That is a phenomenon in sports that is at every level of sport. You see that. Starters go down, and the number two guys on the depth chart are licking their chops. They can't wait to get in there. They're getting an opportunity. They're professionals. They're prepared. And that's exactly what we saw with the San Francisco 49ers. 4-1 right now atop that division, and we'll break it down and go through all the NFL action coming up here later on in this hour. So we'll do that. What else we want to do? You got to, you know, the baseball, I don't think you could mail order it any better. I'll start with Cubs and Milwaukee Heartland Series. It's a bus trip up to Milwaukee. From Milwaukee, it's a bus trip down to the north side of Chicago. The fan bases, listen, excuse me, when the Cubs play at Great America Ballpark, or not Great America, what is it? American Family Insurance Ballpark, the old Miller Park, home of the Brewers. When the Brewers host the Cubs, excuse me, when the Brewers host the Cubs, there's as many Chicago fans out in the parking lot, they tailgate it. They treat it like it's a Green Bay Packers-Chicago Bears game. So let me look up the start time on that game, and I will tell you, and people who know and follow this will back me up 100% on this, but it's going to be crazy. It will absolutely be crazy up there. And, you know, a lot of these organizations get very petty now. The Brewers ticket office, if they ask you for your ID and they see an Illinois license, they sometimes refuse to sell you tickets. I mean, it's petty. I mean, that's a 1:08 Central time tomorrow. That will start the baseball Saturday of 4 games at 1:08 in the afternoon. They'll be tailgating there, if not tonight. And I'm telling you, they will. The ones with the campers, they'll be there tonight. They'll treat it like a pro football game with the Packers or a big college football game. They tailgate. 1:08 first pitch Central time. That place will be unbelievable. Yankees and Blue Jays, they'll go at 4:08 Eastern, 3:08 Central. That'll be 1:08 on the West Coast. And then we get into the night games on Saturday night. Dodgers, Phillies, that game goes at 6:38 Eastern, 3:38 on the West Coast, and 5:38 here in the Midwest. And then Tigers, Mariners out west in Seattle, That game will first toss at 7:38. So huge college football Saturday. There is some Friday night action we can toss around. You got a big Sunday night game, Patriots-Bills. You know, the Patriots fan base, they want to believe that they're potentially a playoff team. We're going to get a good read on them. And then on Monday night, you got a great game, too, with Kansas City and the Jacksonville Jaguars. What a sports weekend amid the four baseballs. And we do. We need it. We need Friday night to exhale. We really and truly do. And then, like I said, Cam Schlitter last night, Walpole, Massachusetts, Northeastern University, grew up a Red Sox fan, and last night he threw one of the finest games we've seen in postseason a long time. Now, I'm not saying it's the World Series. I'm not even saying it's a divisional series or an ALCS, American League Championship Series, but Game 3 wild card, rookie pitcher in that environment, 48,000 screaming fans, and he absolutely just doused the Red Sox. They were befuddled. And the Red Sox became the first team in the wild card best of three era to win game one and then lose the series. And the Yankees, you got to doff your cap to them. They deserved it, and the rookie stepped up. And Connelly Early, the rookie for the Red Sox, deserved the better fate. He actually had more strikeouts through the first four innings than Schlitter. But what happened was the Red Sox, I mean, the Yankees found a way. You know, they got key hits. They got the double. Then they got the single. They loaded up the bases. They had errors. They're throwing the ball all over the place. And the Red Sox, 116 errors this year. And they picked a horrible time to go back to their shaky defense. And that's the fact of the matter. You have to live with that. Their defense let them down. Early deserved a better fate. But the Red Sox, just once that game went 4-0, you pretty much knew it was over, and Schlitter was up to the task. All right, we get it going here. We got a lot of football to talk about. We'll double back on the baseball before we head out of here, but we got a big college football weekend. We'll go to the key games down in the state of Florida. Coming back. Thank you.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680. It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime, located right in the middle of the country. You can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198.
800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Getting a lot of activity on the Big 12. A lot of people think our Utah affiliate out there, you know, BYU, Utah State, the Utes, who are off this week. And we give a shout-out to Dino Costa. He's doing a great job out there. Salt Lake City Sports Radio, 1550 on the AM dial, but you can stream it 24/7. Just go to slcsportsradio.com. Sam, Larry, Charlie. SportsRadio.com, SaltLakeCitySportsRadio.com. All right, so you got BYU West Virginia tonight out in Provo. The Cougars should run wild, so we'll go through that. Other than that, you know, there's not a lot of great Friday night action. All right, let's get to Saturday, and we told you Iowa State, Cincinnati. We're going to pay a lot of attention to that. The Big 12 doesn't get the respect they deserve. So let's just go through it and just see what jumps off the page. Just, I mean, you know, Texas, Florida is going to be huge. Clemson, North Carolina. I mean, is there anything, is there any game back when the, you know, back in July and August, we're getting ready for the season to start. We got it circled, right? Saturday, October 4th, man. We can't wait. Noon Eastern time. Clemson, Dabo Swinney and his Tigers going to roll into Chapel Hill and line up opposite of Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels. And the game is an absolute, and I guarantee it's on ESPN. I guarantee it, right? There it is, ESPN. Boy, you know, talk about just, but you know what? It's 12 noon, it's early, so they throw up North Carolina hosting Clemson. And what is it? It's a train wreck. These teams combined, I think, have 3 victories. So, you know, it is a train wreck game, but it's Belichick and it's Dabo Swinney. It's Clemson, North Carolina, so people are going to watch. So there you go. We won't spend a lot of time on that. Wisconsin at Michigan, Luke Fickell with the Badgers. Odds on, right, folks? I mean, this is a coach, you know, by way of Ohio State. I mean, great program, Wisconsin way down. Don't have the portal numbers and see how many transfers they're dealing with right now. When the team is this bad, you kind of just gloss it over. But they're going into Michigan. Michigan's had their own bumps this year, suspended coach, all the carryover. But Michigan still ranked in the top 20 at 20. Huge favorite over Wisconsin. Maybe a passing glance at that game, but really not much attention, right? You can't pay too much attention to that game. Let's see who's got it. That's got to be a Fox game. Can they? Yep, there it is. So Fox will have Wisconsin and Michigan. All right, as we roll through the early afternoon, Illinois, Purdue. You know, it's a tricky spot. Illinois, of course, blown out 2 weeks ago by Indiana. We saw the Hoosiers, you know, let down and just escape Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City with a win over the Hawkeyes last Saturday night. This one, Illinois heads to West Lafayette. This is a tricky spot. Boilermakers, you got to respect them here a little bit. They're hungry. They'd like to, you know, get a quality win under their belt. That game you pay a little bit of attention to. Purdue's 2-2 on the year. Big Ten Network serves that game up. Again, this is going to fall into that 12 noon, 11 o'clock Central window. Kansas State at Baylor. Okay, now we got some back-to-back Big 12 to get into. Kansas State, of course, has been a huge underachiever this year. Baylor's going to host them. The Wildcats, Chris Klieman, needs to really right the ship. They've been banged up this year. Season started in a bad way for K-State, of course. The loss to Iowa State over in Dublin. Finally bounced back. last weekend with the win over UCF. And you say, well, I mean, how big of a win is that? Let me tell you something. That was huge. It may be a season saver for K-State because they, you know, like I said, lost to Iowa State. They escaped North Dakota 38-35. They lost to Army at home, lost to Arizona, and then got that win last week against UCF, University of Central Florida. They got TCU next week. So this, and then they've got their border war or their in-state rivalry with Kansas the following week, followed by Texas Tech. So you want to talk about a meat grinder. K-State at 2-3 down, certainly going to face that. We'll keep an eye on them. Iowa State, this is obviously the game of the week in the Big 12. You can make no mistake about this. ESPN, the Deuce will have it. This 2, noon East, 11 Central. I love Matt Campbell in this spot. But Cincinnati, you know, they can be tricky. Edge at quarterback, Rocco Beck, outstanding. He's got room to get better. He really does. Iowa State's one of the least penalized teams in the country. This is coaching. They're extremely well coached. Cincinnati's defensive coordinator is a former linebacker coach at Iowa State. I think his name is Veet. So he obviously will have a real good sense and a real good feel for what the Cyclones are going to throw up tomorrow against the Bearcats in Cincinnati. Here's my one concern. If I'm an Iowa State fan, I'm very nervous about facing Cincinnati and their quarterback, Sorsby. He's an Indiana transfer. He got beat out for the job there when obviously they made the big changes there. But he is Brendan Sorsby, a junior, experienced. He can run it. He can throw it. Big win for them last week on the road at Kansas. They deserve to, you know, they got an early lead in that game. Kansas came rolling back. And then that final drive of the game, 10 plays, 70 yards, right down the field. And Sorsby led the way. Bearcats get it done. They also force fumbles, and Iowa State is very prone to being sloppy sometimes. In one breath, I'm telling you, they're disciplined. They don't get penalized much, but they're also sloppy with the football. They got to hold it because Cincinnati plays very physical. They go to the midsection of ball carriers and receivers after the catch and try to poke that ball out, and they've been very successful. I think they've had 5 takeaways this year on fumble recovery. So that is something to keep an eye on. We will do exactly that. So we put that up there as your Big 12 game of the week. ESPN2's got it. Kentucky, Georgia. Now, Georgia at home, now they come out rip-snoring mad, right? I mean, they lose to Alabama last week. Alabama draws Vanderbilt at home in Tuscaloosa. We'll get to that game in a moment. But you know Georgia's going to come out, and Kentucky and company are not going to like what they see. You got to think. A lot of people say, well, you know what, they may let down. They may not just bounce back. I don't think Kirby allows that to happen. He's going to sell his Georgia Bulldog kids on the fact that, you know, now their mettle's being tested, their manhood's being questioned. The 33-game home winning streak is gone, and Kentucky, he's probably going to pay a price for that. Let's see, what else? Boise State, Notre Dame, we're now in our 3:30 Eastern window. You know, ordinarily, I would say this is a trouble spot, but Notre Dame's lost already twice this year. Don't forget, this is a team that started, 0-2. They've clawed back each of the last 2 weeks, Purdue and then Arkansas. Boise State rolls in the past. We've seen Marshall go in there and beat them. We've seen Purdue go in there and beat them. We've seen Air Force go in there and beat them. Northern Illinois last year goes in and beat them. When you see Boise State, Notre Dame, you want to just turn the page and say, okay, no big deal. It's a big deal. And I do think they will be really, really on their best. They took it out on Arkansas last week. Pittman lost his job. Bobby Petrino gets recycled in Fayetteville. That's a story for another day, but Notre Dame, 21st in the country, and Boise State. And we know the radio play-by-play guy out there, Bob Beeler. He is a UMass guy, went to Bucknell in Georgia. We might, if, dare I say it, if Boise State pulls off the upset, you can almost guarantee that we will effort to get Bob Beeler in here. He does an outstanding job on radio for the Broncos from Boise State. Penn State, UCLA, same thing. Penn State licking their wounds. They go on the road to the West Coast. Got beat last Saturday night, white out at home against Oregon. I still think Oregon is the best team in the country right now, but we're going to hear from Alabama, and away we go. Virginia, Louisville, Virginia fresh off a win over Florida State. Got to be very careful with this spot at Papa John Stadium in Louisville. Cavaliers and the Cardinals go at it, 3:30 East. Vanderbilt, Alabama. Now, last year, shocking the world. Clark Lee and the Commodores beat Alabama. They did so in Nashville. This time it's Tuscaloosa. No ambush factor. No sneaking up on them. Alabama coming off the big win over Georgia. Forget the letdown factor. It's not going to happen. And here's why. Because Vandy beat them a year ago, and you cannot take Vanderbilt lightly. If you show up and take Vanderbilt lightly, you're going to get beat. They got you any way you want it. They can throw it, run it, special teams. I think the Clark Lee story, the head coach at Vandy, is one of the most remarkable stories in college football. They fly under the radar. They're smart kids. Obviously, they've done a great job with the transfer portal. How can you not be a fan of Vandy? Big spot tomorrow, and that game will go up on – that'll be on ABC. That'll be 3:30 East. So that's your national game, Alabama and Vanderbilt. Let's roll along into – we'll stay on the night train here a little bit. Texas, Florida, still in the afternoon, rather. Texas and Florida. Hey, listen, Billy Napier, the coach in Florida, singing for his supper. Let's see Arch Manning in this spot. This is a place where teams go sometimes to get picked off. We'll come back. More college football talk in the NFL as well here on a weekend edition. It's Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition here on Sports Byline.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure, This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast, doing a lot of college football talk. And again, Iowa State, Cincinnati, big spot there. We told you Colorado is at TCU. That'll be a Fox Saturday night game. Would love to see the Buffaloes go into Fort Worth and get it done. And Deion is no stranger to big spots in the Metroplex, having played for the Cowboys, of course. We shall see. Big spot. That'll be a 7:30 East. Same time, though, the whole nation will be, I go a little crazy here. Battle of Florida, number 3 Miami, number 18 Florida State. Now, Florida State got picked off last week against Virginia in Charlottesville. Not that you could see that coming. That was they got down quickly in that game, 14-0, came back. I think they ended up taking the lead. But you got to give the Virginia Cavaliers a lot of credit. Showed a lot of moxie, a lot of heart coming back, winning that game. So Florida State at home might be, and I think Brock Hines smells an upset coming here. We shall see. Miami of Florida, Florida State. Carson Beck obviously headed to the pros. Big edge at quarterback there. Castellanos, the transfer from Boston College, he's fun to watch. This game, you got to circle this game as a must watch. You got to dip in and out of this game. Mississippi State, Texas A&M. A&M better be careful here, but they're at home. Bulldogs going to, I think, get a reality dose against the Aggies. Elko's done an outstanding job coming over from Duke with the Texas A&M program. We got an eye on that game. Just backing up into the afternoon, Texas Tech, Houston, you could see the, Red Raiders maybe being a little bit vulnerable here. I don't know enough about, I haven't seen Houston enough to know, but they do have a little bit of a history. Let me look at their season because they're undefeated. So I got to do a better job than that. I can't just sit here and go, I don't watch them enough, blah, blah, blah. I got to be better than that. All right. So they opened their season. Stephen F. Austin. Okay. So they played Stephen F. Austin. They won 27 zip, 35-9 over Rice. Colorado, Oregon State. They went out to Corvallis and got by 27-24. So jury's still out. 4-0, you beat who you're supposed to. Little tricky. Oregon State is not very good. They haven't won a game this year. They are 0-5. So, but you're going out to the West Coast. Sometimes that's a tricky spot. So Oregon State, the Beavers showed a little bit of heart and gave the Cougars gave them a difficult time. So not a bad job. The one team in the Big Ten that's really got me shaking my head is Nebraska. I mean, the Huskers are 3-1. That Michigan State game should be very interesting. That game will be in Lincoln. That game comes up 4 East, 3 Central. And let me just get a quick gander. Michigan State, 3-1 as well. And let me just look at Nebraska schedule-wise. Okay, Nebraska has had Cincinnati. We told you about that game. They beat them 2017 at Arrowhead, blew out Akron, blew out Houston Baptist, lost to Michigan at home. That's a game you would have really thought Nebraska might hold serve at home. Michigan State, on the other hand, they have beaten Western Michigan. Just got by Boston College at home 42-40, Youngstown State, and then lost at Southern Cal. They've got Nebraska, UCLA, Indiana, Michigan in the next 4 weeks. Michigan State, it's going to be one of those 7-win teams, 7-5, and go to a lesser bowl than they're accustomed to. So that's where we are right now with the world of college football. I think if I had to right now, upset alert, you got to put Iowa State in a tough spot. I think they get it done, but Nippert Stadium will be – it'll be – I mean, that's a big game. Cincinnati really moves up with a win. Matt Campbell, coach of the Cyclones, going back to his native Ohio. It's not Ohio State. It's Cincinnati. So very, very tricky spot if they're not careful. All eyes on that game. All right, let's get to the NFL. Thursday night, we obviously dipped into it. That is a huge win by the Niners. Now the question is, does Shanahan, the coach, does he stay with, you know, does he stay with Mac Jones? Here again, the former Patriot quarterback gets a new lease on life in San Francisco. Purdy goes down injured. They try to rush him back. He re-aggravates the toe. The Rams are on the line. And what do the Niners do? No Kittle. Bosa gone for the year. Jennings is out. They're all banged up. And what do? They rise to the occasion, and they come up with a huge win. That is a great job out of the Niners. And you got to give them full credit. Now, I do want to do this. I just want to look at the Niners' schedule here over the next couple weeks. They have. They opened the season with a win over the Seahawks. We remember that, 17-13. Beat the Saints, 26-21. Got by the Cardinals by one. Lost to the Jags last week, beat the Rams. They go to the Buccaneers in Tampa. They've got Atlanta at home. They go to the Texans to round out the month of October. I've got the Niners probably winning two out of the next three, and the month of November is not that difficult. They've got the Giants to begin the month. They got the Rams and Cardinals in between in the division, and the Panthers and Browns. 49ers are in great shape. Their schedule is not that difficult, but they do need to get healthy, and they will start to get guys back. There's no doubt about that. All right, let's head to Sunday. Sunday should be interesting. It starts in the morning. You've got the Browns and Vikings. It's the second week in a row. Last week it was Dublin. Vikings get beat by the Steelers. Now they draw the Browns. You know, I like Cleveland in this spot. You get the new quarterback, Dylan Gabriel. Vikings and Carson Wentz. You know, listen, they stayed over there, so it's not like they flew back and then, you know, are going back there. Best I understand, they stayed right there in Europe, got ready for this International Series game in London. I like the Browns. This will be a low-scoring game in all probability, right? We'll see. Gabriel, probably a conservative. They calls. They're going to break him in slowly. You know, Cleveland is resigned to the fact. They never admit it outwardly, but this is not a playoff team, and they know it. Flacco was brought in to help them navigate the first four of a brutal schedule to start the season. Maybe we see the Browns come off the mat. They have not been embarrassed. Or, you know, they beat the Packers, and then, you know, last week's loss to who did they lose to last week? Let me get that in front of me. I mean, they're 1-3. They're right where you thought they'd be, right? All right. They opened their season. They lost to the Bengals. They lost to the – hold on a second. Yeah, they lost to the Bengals by one at home, 17-60. Blown out at Baltimore. Beat the Packers. And 34-10 losers to the Lions. They got the Vikings at the Steelers, Dolphins at New England to go the rest of the month of October. Probably another win here tomorrow, and then look for probably things. The tide will turn. Cowboys, Jets, can't get excited about that game. Broncos, Eagles. Boy, the Broncos, you know, listen, they've lost some tough games this year. The loss to the Colts was brutal. Had that game, got away. Love Bo Nix. Broncos go into Philadelphia. Philly should hold serve there, but nobody's going to be shocked 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday checking that ticker out and seeing the Broncos hand Philadelphia their first loss. Two desperate teams will collide, Inner Harbor in Baltimore, Houston at Baltimore, Lamar Jackson out. You know, this idea that John Harbaugh is on a hot seat in Baltimore, to me, it is ridiculous. He's not going anywhere. They've had excuses. The one thing about the Ravens so far this year where their defense has been horrible. Yes, they've had injuries, but Lamar has been holding on to the ball too long. Receivers not getting open. Detroit just, you know, flexed their muscle late in that night game, either a Sunday or I think it was a Sunday night game. And, you know, now you got Jackson hurt. So we're going to see if Baltimore could just get through the next couple weeks without the season completely, you know, getting wrestled away from them. I mean, there's a chance they start 1-5. No team has ever come from 1-5 down to even get into the playoffs. So you understand the sense of urgency here. We shall keep an eye on that. Giants, Saints, you know, Jackson Dart, that's why you're going to watch that game, see what he does. Big win for the Giants last week in his debut. Had a touchdown run of 15 yards. He threw for another. The Giants, you know, got a win. And that's all they were worried about. Find a way to win. They think they got their quarterback. What they do with Russell Wilson remains to be seen. Raiders, Colts. You know, I'm worried about the Colts here. They got picked off last week by the Rams. Not a bad loss. They've got the Raiders this week, the Cardinals next, and they go back out to L.A. to take on the Chargers. They don't want to get caught even sneaking a peek to the next couple weeks ahead. So Shane Steichen's done a great job with that organization. When you've got Jonathan Taylor, a running back of that ilk, you are balanced. Daniel Jones has been one of the best surprises so far in the league. Speaking of the Giants, they cut ties. He ends up with the Colts, off to a great start. He hopes to keep it going. Dolphins and Panthers, if you're watching that game, that's beyond me, but so be it. Buccaneers, Seahawks. This is now we're in the 4:05 Eastern window on Sunday. I think an entertaining game. And this one will fly under the radar screen here a little bit, but I could see Seattle going in there and getting a victory. Well-coached, good quarterback. Their special teams, excellent. Got receivers that are very, very tough to match up. They got enough of a running game to balance thing out. Seahawks, Buccaneers should be a good one. Titans, Cardinals, ouch. I mean, the Titans, I mean, this is a team that's going to be queued up for the, first pick in the draft. Cam Ward going through a growth curve. It's going to be a long road ahead for him. This is going to be a lost season if it isn't already. Commanders get Jaden Daniels back. They head into SoFi to take on the Chargers. Chargers finally got a reality slap last week. Never would have thought it would come at the expense of the Giants, but it did. Commanders, slight road dog. This will be an interesting game. Daniels may have just a layer or two of rust. He practiced all week. Interesting spot. Lions, Bengals. Cincinnati doesn't have Burrow. They don't have a lot. Not much to say. And then the Patriots roll into Buffalo Sunday Night Football. Patriot Nation wants to believe it's a playoff team. They'll get to live that fantasy a little bit longer if they can find a way to beat Buffalo. But this is the game. This is the opponent now where the Bills don't get careless with New England. They know. Vrabel, though, is the right coach, but this is going to be another step along the way. And even the great Patriot team struggled going into Orchard Park, New York. They always struggled in that building. Did they win games? Yes. Did they lose? I remember one of the best Belichick Patriot teams, they got blasted there 30-0. That is a spot where they historically have struggled. Vrabel knows it. We're going to get a litmus test. We're going to get a real barometer on what the New England Patriots are all about. And that'll come up on Sunday. Monday night, Chiefs and Jags. And this one, you want to talk about a bellwether game. The Jags want you to believe that they are the real deal. Liam Cohen, a Rhode Island kid, played UMass Amherst as a quarterback, turning out to be a very fine NFL head coach. Who'd have thunk it? Coming back with a 2-minute drill on the weekend edition. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All right, we'll send you into the weekend, give you some of the pitching matchups tomorrow. Some have come out, some have not. Cubs, Brewers, Freddy Peralta will get the start for the Brewers. The Cubs have not announced their Game 1 starter. Yankees and Jays, both starters announced. Luis Gil for the Yankees. It'll be Kevin Gausman for the Blue Jays, Edge Toronto. Dodgers, Phillies, look at this. Shohei Ohtani gets the start for Los Angeles. Christopher Sanchez for Philadelphia. And no lineups and no probable starting pitchers in the Detroit at Seattle game Saturday night. There you go. Cincinnati, Iowa State. Look for Notre Dame, Boise State. Obviously, the games in Florida with Florida and Texas. Gators and Longhorns, and then Florida State, the Seminoles, and Miami of Florida. And let's hope Colorado can put an L next to TCU, and that'll set up a Iowa State, Colorado, Buffalo, I won't say a showdown, but a big spot nonetheless. Friday night football, you got BYU, West Virginia, and then the full bevy of NFL games Sunday and Monday. We look forward to it. And that Monday night game will be outstanding, Chiefs and the Jags. And I say a bellwether game because if Jacksonville can learn anything, that playoff loss there at Arrowhead, you know, I thought was a big part of their growth curve with Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. You know, he had 2 minutes, he had a couple timeouts left, or had at least the 2 minute warning and a timeout in his pocket. And what does he do? He throws a pick. And so, you know, that's all part of it, right? We shall see what it's like for Dylan Gabriel across the big pond in London against the Vikings for the Browns. And away we go. will be a third of the way, more than a third of the way through the NFL season at the end of Monday night's football game. How about that? Great job out of you, Bailey Peck. Thanks to the whole crew this week, Brock Hines, Mike Griffith, and everyone else. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us. Updates across the way. Stay with us throughout the weekend. Andy Dorf on Sunday getting you ready for NFL football. Adios.